Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes International Film Festival. I'm with Ali Abbasi, who's back on Fred to talk about Grant screening at the 71st Cannes Film Festival in the Uncertain Regard section.
First of all, how would you describe the film? Because on festival website they say an horror drama, but I find it a bit unfair because it's way more than that. My feeling is that you found a new genre.
I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice, so I can't speak louder than this.
Don't worry, because you have the other
okay.
Mic.
You know, I would... I myself like to think about it as a love story with a lot of complications, you know. But for me, I think that is the heart of it, you know.
Is it also like a tale about outsiders, a metaphor besides the genre?
You know, I think it's the core experience of the movie is about being in minority, and you know, being in minority, you it doesn't have to be a numerical minority. You know, you as a woman, you can also feel like a minority even if you're half of the world. You know, and I think what we did is we took that theme and we tried to like look at it at a more existential level. So it's not really about the borders between countries. It's not about the immigrant crisis. It's more about the border within you, between you and yourself.
It's about also making choices, deciding who you want to be.
Exactly, yeah. Because, you know, the journey we're on with Tina is that she thinks she's something, she finds out she might be something else, but at the end of the story, she gets to choose, and that's what I really like about it, because I think people tend to think about identities as being solid and given, but I think in reality they are fluid, you know? I think you make up your own identity, more or less.
What about the inspiration for this film? I mean, all the part like that it's made up, invented. Is it based on traditions, tales?
Well, you know, it's obviously deeply rooted in Nordic mythology and culture, and that comes with a novel. And what I try to do, I try to like give it a contemporary, you know, flavor. So that, you know, I didn't want it to do a fairy tale about strange creatures in the forest. You know, I wanted to do something that is, you know, relevant for, that could happen anytime, any day in our time, in our universe. But, you know, it also has to have place for all those fantastic supernatural elements. So I think it's a kind of a Nordic take on magical realism, you know.
Is it more satisfying for you to know that you manage not only to bring a film like this, so particular, to a festival, but also to be in a section like Uncertain Regard, where normally it's more conventional, let's say that?
Well, I really hope that I always think about it like, you know, for marketing people, for distributors, for people who have to sell the product, they have to know what they're selling. They have to know, like, what flavor is the ice cream. But, you know, I really hope that for everybody else, including myself, or festivals, or festival goers, or general public, it's a matter of, is it good or not? Does it touch you or not? And I think, you know, it seems that it has struck chord somewhere with somebody, and when it does that, it doesn't even matter if it's set in Marsh or in Rome or in Tehran in 1700, you know. At the end of it, it's, you know, even when it's a story about non-humans and supernaturals, it's always a story about humans. We can't do anything else.
How do you conceive cinema and the role of a filmmaker? Because my feeling is that you were trying to do something more than the normal, what is it expected from a director, like that you have this, like, I don't know, just like an energy that is not usual.
Thank you. You know, I think I have the luxury of expressing myself, and I have the luxury of having a huge amount of effort and money and energy and people's time to go into it. And I owe myself and everybody else to have to do something that is relevant. And you know, I mean, I love cinema, otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. But I also think that, you know, if you think about it, in the 60s or 70s, you know, cinema films were at the forefront of all of the cultural events, and you know, the 68 generation and whatever that happened, and you know, it reflected best and foremost in movies. And now I think we're losing that relevance, you know. Now if I want to know what's going on in Denmark, I would read literature, you know. If I want to, and I think it's such a pity, because I think our medium has huge potentials that are not being used. And you know, I just do my best to, you know, to justify that we're, you know, using this huge amount of time and energy.
Thank you, Ali Abbasi, director of Grant, for being here with us on Fred Free Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.